This is State of Things. I'm Frank Stacia. I want to bring you up to date on a story we've been following in Durham, downtown Durham right now. We understand there are several thousand protesters in the street. This after social media indicated there might be a KKK and or white supremacist rally in downtown Durham. Businesses closed, streets were cut off, and county and city offices also shut down. In advance of that, we understand there are several thousand, perhaps counter-protesters in the street. I want to go to Jason DeBruin now to find out what's happening in the streets of Durham. Jason?
Hi, Frank. Good to be with you. I don't know if you can hear them in the background, but several thousand counter-protesters have formed and gotten out in front of the old courthouse building and are chanting anti-hate, anti-KKK, anti-fascism chants. It should be noted, I have not yet seen any of the actual ralliers that, you know, the supporters of KKK or the white nationalism. I have not yet seen any of those people, but there are about a couple, maybe 3,000 anti-protesters that are here.
It's interesting because this is all organized, I use the term in quotes, this morning after there were indications on social media that there might be a white supremacist rally. City and county officials took action immediately, and apparently these thousands of protesters gathered themselves in a matter of hours, it would seem.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, the first word sort of trickled out on social media that there was to be some sort of a white nationalism march downtown today. That was, as far as I can tell, unconfirmed, but that word spread quickly among these, you might call them anti-protesters, who then, mobilized pretty quickly and came down here onto Main Street in an attempt to either maybe cut off that protest or at least voice their opposition to such a march were it to happen. But again, let me repeat, there, as of yet, there are only the anti-protesters that are here.
All right. Any indication, a peaceful rally so far?
It's interesting. It did start out peaceful. It was small. It should also be noted there were some people here that are armed. There was a man who had a very imposing-looking gun. I'm not a weapons analyst. I don't know what kind it was, but it was rather large. I saw another man walking around with an axe. But they are the overwhelming minority. The overwhelming majority are people here, holding flags, holding signs, chanting. But certainly it appears that they are here to protest peacefully. I should also say those people that I saw who were armed were chastised by many of the other protesters that were here, saying either A, that's dangerous, or B, you will not be taken seriously by your brethren here among us if you are, if you're arming yourself in this kind of way. So although there are some people who are armed, it's A, the minority, and B, they are being chastised for it.
And what kind of a police presence?
That's a great question. Me personally, I think that there should be more police here. I'm not a police analyst, so I don't know. There's a few police officers on Roxborough, on the Roxborough end of Main Street, and a few police officers on the Cochrane end of Main Street. It's possible that there are more police officers that I don't see. But from what the police that I can see here, if something were to become violent, it would be my theory that there would be a larger police presence needed.
All right. WUNC reporter Jason DeBruin on the streets in downtown Durham. Jason, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.